Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
You're listening to Petty Little Things with your hosts, Victoria Secret and Davina Devine.
Hey, you bitches. Welcome to Petty Little Things. Welcome back to our July edition of Petty Little Things.
It's August now.
Is it August?
It's August.
Oh my God, it's August.
A second ago, she asked me what day it is, and I told her it was Tuesday.
Oh my God, it's the 1st of August? Yeah, it is. It's the 1st of August. Oh my God. I have to say, I was having this conversation with Mr. Pussy yesterday on the phone.
Yeah.
Okay. Actually, that's what I was going to remember.
Okay.
I was trying to remember something. I was chatting to Mr. Pussy on the phone, and I was like, oh, sure, because we're arranging a boozy lunch after our little get together.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, sure. I said, you know what? I'll get back to you next month. And I was like, oh no, it is next month. I was like, it actually is next month. So that's all sorted.
Did Pussy say anything about the podcast? Did people get in touch with them?
No, or? he said, Pussy's of an era that he wouldn't really hear kind of what's been going on, but he has been sent around, and the people that he does know have said it was very good. And he was calling me to see what the reception was.
Love it.
Which is really nice. What is the reception? So I was just telling him that it was all like, you know, and I have to say, we got great feedback on that. And people were really into actually hearing about it. And I even said to him yesterday, I said, maybe we should reconvene and do another one.
I feel there's more in there.
He definitely said, and like, of course, as soon as they said that, he said, well, I tell you about Hinge and Bracket. Do you ever hear about Hinge and Bracket? So he was straight into, but that's what I was going to say. He did tell me, of course, this week we lost Sinead O'Connor.
Oh, yes.
Very sad.
Yeah.
For lots of reasons. And I think a lot of people kind of, you know, and I saw a lot of this, oh, you know, you were all giving her this in death, but what were you like when she was alive? And in fairness, I have to say, when she was alive, everybody, I think, was rooting for Sinead O'Connor.
Yeah.
I think for a long time. And that documentary, Nothing Compares to You, came out last year, which was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And like that, even like, she was still alive then, and everyone was like, she's an amazing kind of icon.
Like, I don't remember anyone like poking fun at her, at least in my circles.
There was times definitely when people did do that, but also like most people were rooting for her.
Yeah.
And I think there was something very kind of vulnerable about her, and very honest.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I think, you know, people that have had mental health in their families, or people that have had, you know, issues like that, I think it's very relatable. So
100%, and especially the last year, what she went through as well.
Yeah.
Plus, let's be real, and I don't want to talk about the pandemic. Mm. I don't want to bring it back up, but that was just extra hard on anyone that was already struggling.
Big time.
So,
what Pussy had said to me was, he said one night, he said it's really sad to hear about Sinead. Of course, he dropped Sinead's name in because, you know, he's like a showbiz legend, but he was from that era
of
all those kind of, especially the 90s more so. Mm-hmm. And
he probably met her, didn't he?
Yeah, he was good pals with her. Okay. He said she was camp. And no, he said she was an amazing person. And he said one night they were going to a gig, to a party.
Yeah.
It was in the Burlington Hotel, and she was living in Christchurch at the time.
Okay.
And they picked her up.
Mm-hmm.
him and a friend in a taxi. And when she got into the car, she was like, wait. She goes, there's someone in that doorway back there. They drove past the doorway and there was someone like kind of in a dark doorway. Mm. And they said, there's no one there. And she said, no, there is. Could drive back around. So she made the cab do a loop.
Okay.
And there was this man sitting in a doorway. Like, okay. And it was really cold. It was a real rainy night. And she got out and she kind of chatted to him for a while, but she got him hooked up that night with like accommodation.
Oh,
gave
wow.
him a few quid out of her own pocket. There you go. And that was it. She went off to the party. And then Pussy said about maybe 4 weeks later, went to an event that she was hosting. It was like a charity thing that she was involved with.
Mm.
And over in the corner, that man was sitting there dressed like really well.
Wow.
She basically got him a job. She got him sorted. And that was not publicized. That was just like, he said, that's the kind of person she was. She
yeah.
was just like, she was actually just a super given person. So
yeah.
I thought that was quite nice.
Yeah, that's a lovely story. I love that. Sinead and drag for me always makes me think of a couple of queens over the years who decided to do Nothing Compares to You, but like without a wig.
Oh.
And like, I remember like starting drag and I can't remember the queen's name who used to do it, but like they used to like go wigless.
I remember.
And I just thought like, this is much lighter by the way than what we just spoke about. I was like, oh my God, she's not wearing a wig. Oh, that's very brave.
This Barbie's a Ken.
That's very brave. And that to me, having seen so many people.
Hang on, hang on. It was very brave because it was shite. It was very brave because the whole actor is shite. Like, I remember I saw this queen up in Belfast shave her head on stage, doing a Britney number.
Okay.
And the silly bitch had the wrong blade on the razor.
No.
She thought she was doing like, say like a number three or something. She thought she was just getting like a light
what
cut. She got like a buzz cut. So she actually was left like literally full blown. Like she's like a cue ball at the end. Yeah. She's like a snooker ball.
Yeah. You know, during lockdown.
Just thinking of her head.
It also probably was all uneven if she was doing it on stage. And
oh,
like,
and I could see, the look in her face when she heard the first buzz. She had this look and it was like only at the start of the first chorus and she's like, fuck, I have to keep going.
there was a queen in our lockdown show from the UK who performed a Britney number and people went in for her after this. It was a mix of like Britney stuff, but it included like the shaving of the head moments and they were not having it. They were not having it.
And it's also very one-dimensional as a number. It's like, not like you can do it again.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It's so true. Right, come here. Listen, I watched a movie last night because Davina's been on at me about The Woman in Black.
Oh yes.
Okay.
Apparently
I watched the wrong version. I watched the Daniel Radcliffe version.
Yes, which is the Hollywood muck.
I shit myself.
Okay.
I like the woman screaming randomly.
Don't be ruining it for everyone because basically The Woman in Black is coming to the Gaiety. It's like, it started off as it was a book that was written in the 80s. I think it was written in like 1982. And then it was developed into a play.
Mm.
But they did like a couple of like TV movies.
Okay.
And the best version of it is on YouTube.
It's 1989.
And I have to say, it's one of the scariest things I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And not much can happen in it, but it's just really, really fucking eerie.
Yeah, I need a week to recover, but I think I'm going to try the 1989 version.
It's completely different. It's like chalk. It's like when because I watched that originally like back in the day and I was like, oh my God, that was terrifying.
Yeah.
And then I watched the Daniel Radcliffe one. I was like, this is shit compared to that. Like, I know because it was so iconic.
Uh-huh.
And then I was like, well, maybe that was years ago. Maybe I need to rewatch that. So I rewatched the 80s and I was like, oh my God, no, that is terrifying. But myself and Dolly went to see it in the Gaiety.
Okay.
And it's like, it's the show is only like three people in it. And it's fucking brilliant. It's
but brilliant as in terrifying.
It got everything in it. The acting is amazing. There's only three people in the cast.
Yeah.
And obviously like in the story, there's like lots more people. So it's really cleverly done.
Uh-huh.
Really. Like I've never seen a show like it. So I was very interested in kind of coming, oh, it's a bit eye rolly at the start. You know me.
Yeah.
I'm hard to please.
Hard to get you to finish a show.
Hard to get to, but I loved it. It was like, there was lots of frights. There was, the story was great. The acting was brilliant. It was just really cleverly done. But the best part...
Is there no interval in the show?
There is an interval, yeah.
Okay, just checking.
So many good parts. It's like, I basically was like, girls, we're going to see The Woman in Black. So I sent it to, we're all going. So Shirley and Dolly is coming as well. I think Stephen's going to come as well.
Are you a jumpy person though? Do you jump or do you make noises?
I like a jump sometimes. I got off on a jump.
Because I'm sitting on the couch last night and Calvin kept jumping and grabbing me at the same time. So I was getting like a double jump scare. I was like, stop touching me. Don't
did he watch
touch
it as well?
Yes.
Do you know what I have to say? Like, I'm one of those people that want to defy the
me
jump.
Too.
I'm like, no, you won't get me. You won't get me. But you're then when I get, I'm like, oh, you got me.
When we went to the London Dungeon.
Yes.
And... and we've done a few of those type things. But like, I'm so determined, you're not going to scare me.
No.
And even though inside, like my little knees are like knocking, I'm like, no, no.
I'm a real mind over matter person though. So I'm like real, like, I'm not scared.
Yeah.
I'm not, but even though I could be, I'm quaking.
Quaking. Which when we did Farmageddon or something like that, it was down in like
Mead. I didn't go.
Okay. Well, I went with April Showers for anyone that has not listened to the whole
which
podcast.
Which is terrifying enough.
April used to drag. And, but she was determined they weren't going to get her as well. So the actors kept coming up and she kept being like, oh, the smell of her breath. Oh, get away from me. And I was fucking screaming. But like the chainsaws running at us were chainsaws. I'll never forget that.
When I went to the one in RDS, I can't remember what it's called. It's like the Halloween one they do. Like I kind of hate those things. Like, because actually, I don't find them scary. I find creepy things like that. It's like, I find when it's silence is more scary.
Oh,
it's
God.
Like when it's getting more it's into your head.
Yeah.
But we're walking through, and you know, like the Britney Me Against the Music, those walls, you know, those, they had those like crates, basically crates. And it was like woman giving like frights on one side. And then when you get to the other side, you can see her waiting to give next people the fright.
Uh-huh.
So I stuck my hand through and gave her a fright.
And did she die?
She screamed. She goes, you touch me again and you're out of here. I scared the shit out of her. But
you have to remember that they cannot touch you. So you just have to like focus on the fact that this is not real. They cannot touch
you. You're not supposed to judge them back though either. But that's why I was like, fuck her. I'm going to give her a scare. I only literally like touched the top of her head. But The Woman in Black is coming in May 2024 to the Gaiety. If anyone is like, it's so good.
Yeah.
Like it's genuinely, if you want to like see something that's just very unusual and give you the fright of your life, go. It's
am
so
I getting
good.
Half of this sponsor check? Yeah.
No, it's not
sponsored.
And you know, like I'm a hard bitch to please. So, but I was in the fuck one of the funniest since we went to see it the last time. And we're sitting there and it's this one scene that's really scary in the thing. And it's like everyone jumped, the whole place jumped.
Okay.
And we were sitting in the stalls and everyone went, oh, you know, like jumped. But
it's a baby dragon, is it?
Fucking funniest. Oh my God. No. So I just like sitting beside Dolly and basically a woman up in the gods had basically spilled her drink over the balcony and had all landed on top of Dolly's head.
No.
And I look at Dolly and she's like this, you know, like looking up, tapping her head, looking up at Dolly's little bald head.
Her hair was ruined, obviously.
And
ruined.
She's like, somebody's not going to spill a drink on me. Somebody's not going to spill a drink. And I just texted the other day and I said, do you want to come see it? Because it's closing in London. So that's what I think it's doing.
It's going tour.
Yeah. So, and she's like, well, hopefully someone doesn't spill a drink on me. I was like, might be me.
We can hope.
So that's it.
We've both gone to see Barbie.
We have, yes.
Hi, Barbie.
Hi, Barbie.
There's a couple of things.
I'm over Barbie now.
Okay, I'm over the pink looks going to the cinema now. Like some of them are gorgeous, but some of them are fucking horrific.
To be honest, I didn't really mind it because I actually kind of think like I can be a real, you know, well, we both can be a bit, you know.
Well, I saw girls going in pink pajamas to the cinema the other day. And I was like, oh, that's a bit much now. Come on.
That is a bit much. I do think.
Slippers and all. On the street.
Comfy cozy.
Walking into the cellar. I was like, and eye masks on their heads. Now, their hair and makeup was gorgeous.
Well, in fairness, my friend Ian wouldn't need one of those eye masks because he slept half the truth. He woke up and he was like, is it over? I was like, yeah, it's over.
But those seats in the cellar are too comfortable. Do you know what I mean? Like, and was there wine?
There was wine, but I tell you, it wasn't very comfortable for me because I was going, so we went to the premiere. So I dressed up to the nines.
Yeah.
Had this big like tool.
See, that's what I mean. Those pink ensembles. I was so over them. Do you know what I mean?
Sitting there in that well, listen. Listen, media darling here.
Go on.
Sitting there in the chair.
In a corset.
In a corset, sitting there, and I was like, the seats are so low.
Yeah, they are.
I was like, my arms were knocking everything, the lamps and all over. So I was like, you're fucking shitting me.
And you're not wide. That's weird.
Their arms were all tall, so it was really wide.
Okay.
So I was like, oh fuck. So as soon as it started, I was like, BRB, ran to the bathroom, took off my corset.
Yeah.
Went back and I was like, how do people go to these premieres, like dress up to the nines in these like diamond dresses and all? Nobody sits there. And that's what I was asking afterwards. I was
they
like,
don't
what?
Say.
No. So basically all the stars sit in the back.
Yeah.
Sit in the back row. They come in, they get through the red carpet, and as soon as the movie starts, they get up and they leave.
Yeah. Like, that makes sense as well. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? I went to that Everybody's Talking About Jamie premiere, and I was wearing like a really tight corset that night, and I thought I was going to vomit halfway through it, so I had to go for a little walk around the theatre.
It was horrible.
Yeah.
And do you know what? It kind of like, it kind of stops you from enjoying the movie.
Totally. And there was no wine at that. So.
No. And like, and to be honest, I was really just there for the photographs. So. If I'm being honest.
Right, well, out of 10, what would you have given Barbie?
Well, I'll say 6.
Okay. So when I first came out, I was thinking like a 7. And then I listened to a couple of podcasts and I was like, do you know what? I actually enjoyed that a lot more than I thought I did. There was bits in it, but I just think I was tired when I went
to see
it.
I would have preferred it if it was in the 18s. I would have preferred it if it was more adult, because I was thinking as well, I don't know if a lot of kids play with Barbies these days, do they? I think of Barbies as like an 80s, 90s thing. And those kids will be all grown up now.
Yeah.
So I kind of feel like there was loads of things that they missed out on that people do with Barbies that are gassed in the kind of way.
So
I missed it on that. I thought they overdid the celebrity, all these people on the bill.
Let's be real. Dua Lipa's pile of shite. Like, why
are you
there?
I didn't know that was her.
Oh, the I kind of liked the bad wigs on her. She was the only one wearing bad wigs. But also I was like, what? She's pointless. It also looked like she had just spent half an hour in front of a green screen and off she went.
There was just parts of it that was just a bit like, I just think they could have gone to town. Like, when she came to the real world, it could have been a bit more real.
Uh-huh,
do you know what I mean? She could have got the shock of her life. That's what she needed.
Right.
And that didn't happen.
Fair.
And then there was just, I just would have preferred if it was a little bit more.
But it had to be over 18 for that, yeah.
And they wouldn't have cashed in as much as they did.
It was kids at the one I went to see. And I was like, a lot of this is going over their head. I wonder, are they bored? Like,
yeah. And I have to say, it started off kind of funny. And then I just, towards the end, I was like, this is not funny.
Yeah. And okay, out of all the Barbies, why are you weird Barbie?
I am definitely not weird Barbie.
You're weird Barbie, let's be real.
Please.
You, the queen
of... I'm not even reacting to that.
The queen of turning her wig backwards and calling it fashion.
I've never turned a wig backwards.
Yeah, you have.
You've said that twice this week. I've never done that.
You have Inglits back in the day.
No, I know the wig you're talking about. That was not turned backwards.
And the red hair.
What red hair?
The red pillowbox red hair that you bought in New York. The front of it was awful. You turned it backwards.
I don't remember that. I don't remember having a red pillowbox wig.
Yeah, you know, I do.
Well, I never wore it.
For obvious reasons.
Show me a photograph. I don't know. But so that was Barbie. Not all that. Like, enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it, but more than I thought I would.
You live in the cinema.
Love the cinema.
Yeah. See, yeah. I detest the cinema.
Love.
Like, I realized that when I was actually sitting there, I was like, I haven't been to the cinema in so long. And there's a reason why.
Yeah. I have a monthly pass. I try and go all the time. Okay.
Like a bus pass.
Yeah. Come here. So I want to share something that I started to watch. It's a YouTube channel called Matt Cullen.
Okay.
You are going to love it.
Okay.
So, you know, what was the guy who used to do the exposés on on everyone, like Through the Lens or like...
Leo Theroux?
Louis Theroux. Okay. Yeah. So it's this gay person who basically is going around and meeting loads of different types of queer people. So like hookers, transsexuals.
Is he this kind of camp gay from America?
Blondie?
I've seen
interviews loads of people.
Yeah, I've seen. And he goes to like...
in their
like
houses.
Hookers, apartments and all. Yeah. Yeah.
Fascinating. But there was one specific episode about Pooh Bai, and I really enjoyed that. And that was like this little twink who'd had so much work done.
Oh, wow.
That's just a little recommendation. Don't want to talk about too much. Matt Cullen.
I have seen some of them. Some of them are quite fun.
Yeah.
I remember I seen one once about this this trans hooker.
Yeah.
And she was, or escort, should I say?
Sex worker.
Sex worker.
Yeah.
I like saying a hooker. That sounds kind of fab, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like, if I was a sex worker, I just describe myself as a hooker.
Or call girl. Call girl.
I like that too.
Yeah.
Actually, I like it all. But
we know. But you give it away for free.
Oh, listen, I know. Listen, I make my money in other places. I remember I saw this one and this girl, got into a car with a customer, a client.
Oh, okay.
And basically like did whatever. And then he paid her the money, wanted the money back, took a knife out, and she wouldn't give it. She's like, no, I'm getting out. So he basically started attacking her in the car. But when she tried to get out, she jumped out of the car, jammed her hair in the car and she sped down the road and dragged her at 60 miles an hour down the road. She got out of the car. Like when she let her go, she was missing chunks of hair. She was cut to bits.
Oh.
And do you know what the maddest thing was? She went home, like fixed herself up and went back out onto the street.
Oh my God, she must really need the money.
I was I swear, I was, you know, when you're like, you're just like hands on chest with like just the shock of it. And she just said it so matter of fact. I was like, geez, she is so detached from like, from the, she's so dissociated from it. It was crazy.
That is fucking wild. Yeah. I mean,
so I always remember that channel.
I there were some amazing stories, so definitely check it out. And T.S. Madison was my gateway into that. And at the moment.
Oh, was she on that?
Yeah, she's getting a lot of abuse online at the moment.
I've seen some of it. Yeah, it's just, oh God. And like, speaking of abuse online, oh, I'm just worn out with that. Like, you know, we've been talking about our TV Tree video clip that's been online.
Virgin Media, yeah.
Virgin TV Tree.
I loved that.
It's so true. Our mom still calls, like, everyone like calls it, like, I don't know anyone that's Virgin Media except people that work there.
Yeah.
But that clip that went up about Pride, the comments were, there was some really great comments. Yeah. And then I think what happened then, they fell off our radar. So then all these like trolls were just starting, and they were all faces, like homophobes, bigots, and all this. So readings to our kids. This was like the main, you're grooming our kids. I'm just like, do you know what? Take your fucking kids and literally like just get the fuck away from me with your kids. I don't care about anyone's kids.
Yeah.
Like, not one fucking person on this planet, I care about their fucking kids. I'm saying that out now. So this is in the things. I was like, oh my God, change the record. So I was replying to every comment, just going, I think I was winding them up. So they must have been sending it on to like other trolls and they were coming up. But you hadn't accepted the tag on it, but I had. So I was seeing every post. And then when I reshared it last week, I was like, the things on this. So then it kind of got a flurry of
positive ones.
Yeah, positive ones. But then of course that dies off again.
Yeah, it does.
And then you kind of think to yourself, like, where are the good voices?
Yeah.
Where are the good voices online? And you do start to question, it's like, actually, who is supporting us at all?
Totally.
Like, and I'm not talking about gays. I'm talking about actually like straight people. Where are the allies? Where are the people like thrown out? And I know people are probably like, oh, I don't want to get involved in it. But I just think it's very frustrating when you're reading that constantly.
Yeah.
Do you know what
I mean? Yeah. No, absolutely. Like, that's why I didn't accept that. I was like, I just had a feeling. It was just going to be constant. And then it's on. Put everyone who's listening, put yourself in these shoes for this. You open your Instagram and like, oh, notifications. Lovely. What's happening? Dogs abuse the whole way down.
Dogs abuse. And I mean, like, it's not even specifically to us. It's actually to like, basically all queer people, all drag queens, all trans people. Mm-hmm. That's what it's all about. So it's just, it's really,
I bet you they're not even Irish. Like, I bet you
some of them were, some of them weren't.
Americans are
very
there.
Few of them had facial things on. So then some man last week put a comment up, and I was actually thinking to myself, that's actually a very valid point. Why has Virgin Media not commented
this?
And why have they maybe not done a segment on the abuse that's actually been on this to actually highlight what is actually being said and that? But then, playing devil's advocate, that you can kind of be like, well, actually, why give those people a voice and a platform?
100%.
So I kind of get that as well.
Yeah.
But then I had to email them. I sent them a DM and I said, you need to turn the comments off on this. I said, because just the abuse is just
too much.
And then they're starting to abuse other people in the comments.
Okay, yeah.
And I was like, this is just, and nobody is moderating this.
Yeah.
Nobody's defending it. And same thing I saw last night on an Irish Times tweet. Mm-hmm. They put up a tweet of, it was actually about, this black girl in Dublin who just said she doesn't feel safe.
Okay.
That's all it was. She just said, I don't feel safe. Not just for me, tourists. And the comments were just like, well, if you don't like it, go back home. Da-da-da. Unvetted males. Da-da-da. Just this absolute tirade.
Of garbage
this girl,
as well.
This girl was born in Ireland.
Yeah.
She's an Irish citizen. Like, she's like an Irish woman.
Yeah.
Who just happens to be black.
Yeah.
And the abuse. And do you think there was not one fucking reply from the Irish Times?
Yeah.
I'm just like, this is exhausting. Having to read that is just, it's very frustrating. And I'm the kind of person that like, it makes me want to fight them.
Yeah.
But I know it's kind of not worth it. But at the same time, I'm very well aware that it's there. Mm-hmm. So if you're thinking that people aren't, you know, everything's all rosy.
It's been a really strong headspace though to take on those people constantly.
Yeah.
And also you need to be having a slow day. Let's be real. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Because if you're busy and that's getting in your head when you're getting ready for
a
show.
You can do it all in half an hour. You can.
Oh, God.
Like, you just kind of let them build up and then go through them. So then, and then there's something smart to each person.
Yeah.
But then it's when afterwards, where like, you know, when they reply and you're like, oh, I haven't got time for this now. Yeah. That's when you're like,
yeah,
it's draining. So that's...
Well, we have 400 new Gardaí. Davina, how exciting. Let's hope we all get a Gardaí escort.
Don't start me now about the
Helen
streets.
Helen McEntee, if you're listening, we'll also have a Gardaí escort when
Helen
you're ready.
Helen McEntee. Yeah, that was awful. For those of you that don't know, there was an American tourist attacked in Dublin last week, and he's like life-changing injuries. Like the zoom is going, I hear that he could have lost an eye or that maybe his eye, he loses sight in his eye. Mm-hmm. Horrific. And that man's been coming to Ireland for years. And they're
trying to undo it with like shitty press, basically. Yeah. It'll be 400 new Gardaí. What's that going to do? The size of Ireland, 400 is nothing. And like, think of all the delivery drivers, what they have to deal with on a daily basis.
Well, 2 weeks before that, the guy who was over doing the Ukrainian play at the Abbey Theatre, he was attacked and that was really bad. And then 2 days after the American tourist, there was a Bolivian man. That was actually a Just Eat driver. He was attacked as well. And I think he might have been stabbed.
Wow.
And that's like, it's getting out of hand. And I just feel like we're people that work in the city centre. We are around city centre during the day. We're around at night. And I have to, every time I've left town in a taxi, over the last week, I've seen a fight.
Wow.
So two girls swinging out of each other last week. No, I mean, she had this girl by the hair and I just thought, oh my God. So everyone, like there was like a row of cars.
Yeah.
But they were like, they were homeless people on the street that were killing each other. But I was just like, fuck, like it was, now I mean vicious.
Yeah.
And your one basically took out a fucking knife.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God. I was just like, and I seen all this in the back of the car. There was like three cars in front of me and they were all beeping and kind of like trying to get them to break it up. Mm-hmm. But like, nobody wants to get involved with that if someone has a fucking knife. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, listen, I left your life after doing your show on Thursday and I was like, oh my God.
Wild,
I texted you and I said, do not leave until you've got a car outside. It's, the streets were feral. Like,
terrible.
Feral. So anyway, let's go on to something like
that. Can I say
lighter.
One light, on a light note of that?
Yes.
A light note. So, so while I was watching all these, like, you know, like obviously like in the media, reading about all the stuff going on, watching the Helen McEntee fashion parade down Talbot Street, like ridiculous. She's, by the way, the worst politician I think this state has ever fucking seen. I actually fucking hate her. I'm just going to fucking put that out there. She's absolutely useless. But there is one politician that did stand out to me. Uh-huh. Have you seen? I kind of fancy him.
Okay, well, hold on, I'm Googling. What is the
and
name?
He's, and he's not with someone that I would be normally my type, but I've seen him at a couple
of hand tattoo, no.
I don't think so. Who knows? His name's Gary Gannon.
I think I've seen him on a poster.
He's a ginger.
Ginger, he is Social Democrat. Yes.
And he follows me on Twitter. We follow each other because we were tweeting because I was like obviously agreeing with whatever he said. But how he first came into my prominence, into my like psyche, was he was standing outside Dáil Éireann and he's been interviewed by RTÉ or whatever. Did you see this? And there was kids going into the National Library the National History Museum that's right beside it, and they're walking in and then they said, oi ginger. And then he was like, that kid just called me a ginger. And I was like, who is this? But then when I was kind of looking, he's like from the North Inner City around Sheriff Street area, and I was saw him, they were doing like a fun run or something around there.
Yes.
He was at three events in one day. I was like, he's like a politician version.
Does he have a sexy voice?
But they can't escape the fact that right now the city doesn't feel safe.
Are
you moist there?
A little bit, yeah. So yeah, I think he's a bit of a wetter, I think. Like, do you know what I think it is? It's because he's real fighting for the good cause. And I'm like, oh. Because, no, like, you know when there's just something that's sexy about someone? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like that draws me in more than how someone looks. Do you know what I mean?
100%. It's not just
He is handsome too.
He is handsome, yeah. He absolutely
I'm not saying
is.
That, like, but...
And you're ginger
kind of a bit flustered. Need a drink.
You'd have lovely ginger dogs together as well. That'd be nice.
I already have one.
Fair. Come here, I want to do a little bit of like a Davina Uncovered.
Oh, gosh.
I don't know, Etten, but I saw lots of mentions while I was away about aliens and... What's going on with aliens at the moment?
I've seen a bit of that, but I think it's all a bit of a ruse, to be honest.
Do they have an alien body or what's happening?
Oh, I'm not sure. I haven't really looked into that. I just know that the stuff last year that they confirmed that they had seen UFOs, but basically that the Air Force had seen UFOs. That was for sure. Like that, you know, they knew about it for ages, but now they've officially confirmed that these things were, and they have video footage of, you know, like from the Air Force, like they see like unidentified objects or whatever. But I don't know, like I haven't heard that they have. And to be honest, with all that kind of stuff, I'm just until it's facts.
Yeah.
I'm not really, because it's all just hearsay. It's all just kind of girly gossip, isn't it?
Okay, yeah, fair.
But I did see them talking about it in the Senate, like last, they were talking about it. But I do feel like all that stuff feels like a bit distracting, doesn't it?
Yeah, they don't want to tell the real story there.
No, and this real story never really kind of comes out.
Fair.
And that took years for that to come out about the Air Force, and people were talking about that for ages. But with all those things, just the kooks come out.
I know.
Like the absolute kooks. And it's like, they're the ones that kind of derail the truth. And I'm like, no, come here now, what do we see? But I did hear this one juicy story that actually is pretty good. So apparently, and of course it happened in fucking Los Angeles, which is like, you know, it makes you kind of go,
Yeah.
Heather McDonald was talking about it on Juicy Scoop. Okay. And she said that basically this guy saw a big flash, and basically this crash happened in his garden. And when he went to the backyard, there was like two gray, kind of small, like what we think is aliens, standing there staring.
Okay.
And he was like, oh my God, what the hell? So he went, called his friend, whatever. They went, they were looking, they were still just standing there staring. They weren't moving. And so he called the police. The police were like, okay, we'll send someone around. They didn't come for like an hour and a half. And when they came, the thing was gone.
Okay.
And but what they had got on record was that another cop from another district had said that he saw something in the sky crashing. So there was kind of confirmation that something had happened. But then Heather McDonald raised a point that if that did happen in your garden, what's the first thing you do? Grab your phone.
Yeah.
And you video it.
True.
Where now, apparently, this man has just stopped talking. This man is not answering. He's not taking any interviews. He's not talking to anyone. And they're basically saying that, like, the feds came in and basically were like, shut it down, because the story has just kind of gone away.
Yeah.
Which is a bit weird.
That's a bit weird.
Because it was confirmed by another district police, which is kind of funny.
But like, has to be aliens. There has to be like other people out there.
Or is it just all a big ruse to distract us from other shit that's going on? Who knows? Like,
how can we be the only proof planet out there? God, actually, even when I think about it, I get dizzy, to be honest.
I'm just such a nosy bitch. I just want some cold, hard proof. Like, I want actually, like, I want to see it.
Yeah.
My own eyes.
I love watching films and TV shows about aliens and stuff.
They drive me mad, because I'm like, and we think that the ancient Egypt was built by, and you're like, where's the fucking proof?
Yeah.
I want cold hard proof. I want like an old montage that was dug up in a time capsule. I want fucking tools. I want, give me the fucking proof.
I want intergalactic glamour. Oh, do you know what I mean? God. Where's the costumes?
Would you be, if they did, if aliens did come and take over, I wonder, like, Heather was saying on her thing that she's like, she would hate that. She's like, because she would have to compete with aliens and they'd be much smarter. Which is kind of gross.
Oh, I bet you they're on Ozempic for years.
Oh, yeah. Come here. My friend Stevie had his 40th birthday last weekend.
Yes.
And he was actually supposed to have it in a hotel that kind of fucked him over. So he had to move last minute to Whelan's. And they very kindly put him up in the top room. But as we're sitting there, like about, I'd say it was about 1:45, who walks in?
Ooh.
Jamie Dornan.
Stop that. I'm not even wasting my time talking about Gary Gannon when Jamie Dornan was in the same room.
Jamie Dornan, yeah. And they were very tight, like, wouldn't anyone get a photo? And he was very, like, kept in the corner. And, yeah.
Tall?
Tall.
How tall?
Like, tall enough.
Broad?
Gorgeous.
Okay.
Just gorgeous.
Yeah.
Like, absolute, like stopping the street, gorgeous.
He's got that Nordy accent.
Yeah. And you know what I kept doing? I kept using the gents.
Did you? Yeah. Because
I was like, because I knew if I got my way, I could get a photo then on my own.
Yeah.
And I mean, 2 seconds later, I would have got the photo.
Oh, fuck's sake. That's so annoying.
So annoying. But he did say hi, which was quite nice.
And he said he loves listening to Petty Little Things, right?
PLT.
Come here, Cardi B. So was performing live, and this woman chucked a pint over. I don't know if you saw.
Yeah.
Now, we have been in these situations where people try and antagonize you while you're performing.
But can I say, just before that, she had asked everyone to throw drinks at her.
Oh.
She had asked the crowd, apparently it was on TMZ, that she'd asked people to throw drinks at her.
What?
Yeah. So I don't know what that was about. So I feel like there's more to that story.
Okay, well, I didn't know that, because at that moment when I saw her fling that microphone, I was like, go on, she's doing it for all of us here. All of us that ever have had abuse on stage. That is an automatic reaction though.
Yeah, but you have to like have some kind of fucking restraint. You can't do that. Like if somebody does that, like your best thing to do is just walk off. Like, I'm not putting up with that. Like you can't lay your hands or do that to anyone. Mm. Like, even though, like, that bitch should have been fucking, or I would stop the show and be like, get her fucking out of here.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't.
That's the better way to do it. I don't know.
She's a nasty bitch. Like, let's be right. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know anything about her.
No, as in, like, oh, come on, you know enough to know that she's rough as chips.
She's from Bad Girls, is she? Like that TV show, Bad Girls?
No, she's like...
No, I think she is, yeah.
She's from Love and Hip Hop, was she not?
Oh, maybe it was that.
But she's rough, do you know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't fuck with someone like her.
Cardi B, is she Bad Girls or... I've never seen Bad Girls Club, but people used to fucking love it, right?
I think it's Love and Hip Hop she was on.
No, she was on Bad Girls. Maybe she was on both. But anyway, I was like, when she did that, I was like, oh God, I've wanted to do that when someone's been bad enough to me. Let me see, what else do I have written down here?
Yeah, she was on Love and Hip Hop New York.
So, Real Housewives of New York, are you watching?
No, won't be watching.
So you're just all out having a dirty protest, yeah, not touching it.
Knock, don't care. I'm a fan. I'm like, I'm here for the OGs. I'm not into
okay.
it. Not, no interest. Don't want to know about it. Don't care.
Personally, beyond the last season, because the last season was awful.
That was awful.
It's not better.
It's not going to be better. And I think they're trying to really like make this happen.
Yeah.
It's like, stop trying to make Fetch happen.
They've one person.
Jenna Lyons.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And the rest, I don't give a fuck about.
They should
about.
Have actually just, and people saying, oh, all those old white women, they should be gone because they're just, so, you know, they're so old and not what New York represents. It's like, that's what people are watching for.
Yeah.
People are watching for people that had too much money, more money than sense. They don't want to watch, you know, people getting the subway and no.
Well, it's not even that. It's not even that. They're just not relatable, these people that are on in New York.
Well, none of them are. No housewife is relatable. That's why people watch.
I could relate to Luann. I could relate to Sonia.
You're not like either.
You could relate to Ramona.
I definitely could not.
And I am watching Crappy Lake, but I don't really give a fuck about it either.
I love it.
Do you?
Yeah, I think it's very clever, very well done, okay. And easy to watch.
It just feels very not real in any way.
But they all feel like that. I think, to be honest, and I never thought I'd say this, I'm starting to get a little old with the housewives. I'm starting to get a little bored. Yeah. I just feel like it's the same old same, unless there's like actually, see, they all know now they're looking for storylines, they're looking for drama, which that to me just feels fake.
Yeah.
And then I hate this kind of like clocking up information and then kind of trying to conspire to get somebody feels very fake. It's like, there's nothing organic. I love when things come out that they're trying, that, you know, they're hiding, like the thing that's coming out in Atlanta with Drew, and that's all. I'm kind of interested a little bit in that,
yeah.
But at the same time, I don't really care about her.
Yeah, I'm loving OC. I listened to Nene's interview with Carlos King, and she basically read them all, saying like they went from 5 million views to like 500,000 views, and like
it has definitely dropped off.
It has, but it's all because the girls aren't being authentic, and they're just trying to make up all these storylines.
Also, can I just say, I just want to say a big thank you to Nicole Page.
Yes.
Nicole Page, who she came over, she listens to the podcast all the time. It's a noise.
Work been outside, I'd say.
So Nicole Page gave me this amazing blanket that she custom made for me and Winnie. So lovely. You all right there?
Yeah, I'm just making sure I got through everything.
So she made this custom blanket. It's absolutely gorgeous. She put like stones on it. It's so fucking thoughtful. So I just want to say massive thank you.
I saw it. It was so pretty.
She came over to the show and it was just lovely.
She's got crack as well, and her friends.
I hope you had a good time in Dublin.
She's coming back.
Yes.
I have a funny story for you, and I haven't told you this. So obviously on holidays I got engaged.
Congratulations.
Thanks. And we were on a boat when he did it, and then we were kind of a bit dozy afterwards, and we were just driving around. The one instruction that we got was, don't go into this specific area. Okay.
Oh God.
Do not drive into this area, because it's a swimming only area. Oh, and there's all people out swimming on the beach. So I'm on FaceTime to my mom or something like that. He's driving the boat.
You mean you weren't paying attention?
I wasn't driving. He was. And he's driving the boat. And he acknowledged, oh, we can't go in there.
Okay.
Next thing I realize, all these lifeguards are running out, being like, blowing whistles, being like, whoa, get out, get out, get out. You're not allowed in here, you're not allowed in here. Because people out there swimming, so it is bloody dangerous.
Yeah.
I was like, how did we go from acknowledging that we're not allowed in there to being in there? We were just so
Sounds like a bit of crack.
So fucking dozy. Well, we had a little drink as well, so.
Yeah. Well, that's great, isn't it? Driving the boat drunk, not paying attention.
One drink.
Fucking Kirsty McCall, fucking next thing happening going on there.
Kirsty McCall.
Fuck's sake, people die. I just want to say also a big shout out to Brian Murphy, who said we always mention patrons, and he signed us to Patreon, and he's done something that he really wanted to shout out.
So. Hilarious. Okay, well, let's do a few more then. Shout out to James Seaver, Fergus McCluskey, Gareth. Welcome to our Patreon.
Yeah, and I just want to do a shout out to Ian Lampkin, who actually hasn't done our Patreon and is so fucking mean, wouldn't spend the €2.
If you don't know what our Patreon is, it's another side to our podcast where you can get a whole other bonus episode every 2 weeks. Today we've actually asked our Patreons to ask us questions, but anonymously, which is a word I really struggle to say. I've gone through the questions, Dee. There is some very
fab
juicy questions. They are lovely. Putting it to us. So if there's ever a time that you are nosy enough, now is the time to join up. You can join up at patreon.com/pettylittlethingspod.
And one more thing, guys, I have to say, the last episode I put out a rotter saying that I was discussing with Trinity College's bushes.
Okay.
Which was like, because they look fucking awful.
Okay.
And the amount of messages I got. So it turns out that's on purpose.
Why?
Because it's part of like this biodiversity program. So basically trying to all these, apparently they're wildflowers, not weeds. Like I thought they were.
I love this already.
So apparently they're wildflowers, and it's for the city center ecosystem. It's to encourage bees and butterflies and, you know, little things like that.
Yes.
And it's to bring everything back in the scene. And that's lovely.
And as a wildflower yourself, you think you would have the seen.
Like Cheryl's perfume, wildflower, like Cheryl. Wildflower, would you fuck off?
She's more like,
she's a weed. She's a weedy. So yeah, so that apparently is. So thank you so much for all the 47 messages of people telling me that it's actually done on purpose and that it's featured already. I know they're doing one in Herbert Park. I'll be getting locations of where these weeds are located.
I love when you double down on something and then all of a sudden someone goes, ha, you're wrong.
No, I didn't know. But I still stick to my guns that it is very unsightly. And do you know what the gas thing is though about it? Is that they've actually they've used lawnmower like around it.
Okay.
So it's like the grass is trimmed beside it, but then it's like a bush in the middle. So yeah, well, well done to Trinity. And it was voted in apparently by the students to keep it. So lovely. That's great, isn't it? When they leave Trinity and move on to their fucking lives, we'll see how they feel about the wildflowers then.
Hilarious. Kabir, we'll be back after a little break, but we are going to be chatting to the director of a movie called The George. Now, The George is a film that's on as part of Gaze Film Festival, which is on all this weekend. So go out and check it out. We'll be joined by Clark Harding. And it's kind of like a biopic of like...
I'm not really sure, to be honest. I just heard about it yesterday. I was actually Mr. Pussy who tipped me off about it. But it's happening this Saturday and it was filmed, I think, back in 2002.
Love.
So it was a long time. It's like 21 years ago, and apparently it just shows Dublin is unrecognizable.
Oh.
So let's see what he has to say.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Okay, everyone. So this weekend, it is the Gaze Film Festival. And honestly, I'm excited because there is one particular film that we saw on the lineup and we're like, oh my God, we have never heard about this.
Yes.
Apparently it was filmed in 2002 and we've got the director, Clark Harding, on the line joining us, hopefully via Zoom, which will work okay. Hi, Clark. Nice to meet you. I'm Victoria and this is Davina.
Hi, Clark.
Hello, nice to meet you both.
Clark, tell us, you were just saying before, you're in Wales at the moment, right? Are you en route to Dublin?
Yes, I'm going to take the ferry tomorrow morning.
Very good. And so you're coming in to do, it's kind of like a meet the director kind of like question and answers. Is it after the screen? Is that what's going on?
I believe so, yes.
And Clark, tell us about this. Like, so when I saw this this advertised, I instantly perked up my mind because I started doing drag at the George in 2003. So I feel like I'm just before the cusp of this. So,
literally,
because somebody had sent it to me and they said, oh my God, I can't believe you weren't name checked. And I was like, I wasn't even born. Like, I wasn't incepted then. But tell us a little bit about how it came to be. So you did film this in 2002, yeah?
I did. Well, it started in 2001. And actually, I started shooting a week after 9/11. And 9/11 is sort of how this all came to be. And I'll try and keep it as short as possible. But I don't know if people know this. This is a student film. This was a student project. I had entered into a program with New York University. They were doing a documentary film sort of course in Dublin at the time. I don't think it exists anymore. I think it was defunct. But I got there a week before 9/11, and I had no idea what I was going to, you know, do my project on. It was originally supposed to be a short, no more than 15 minutes. I 9/11 happened, and it was very traumatic, and I didn't know what to do. So I actually went to the George seeking refuge. I didn't know anyone. I grew up in Alaska. I was newly 21. I had never really been to, I hadn't spent much time. I had been to bars, but I had not spent much time at bars. And I certainly had no experience with, drag shows or anything. I went to the George, sat down, and Veda came on, and I was completely mesmerized. And that's what I decided to do my project on. Wow. Gay life.
To acknowledge, so obviously it was a student film at the time. We definitely did our time of like different student films, and what we've realized throughout the years was some of them didn't age with us. Do you know what I mean by that? There was conversations and there was language that we now are like, oh wow, the world has changed a lot. Have you watched this more recently and even acknowledged that yourself?
After it was finished, I just kind of put it in a box and forgot about it because I was doing it for a grade, not really to be seen. Actually, I have it here. I have to see this tape.
Oh, wow. Yes. Oh, my God. It's a proper master tape.
Oh, my God. I love it.
Yeah. I know. It's from the good old days.
It's glamour. It's camp. I'm here for it.
I'm going to donate it to the festival. So I had to have it digitized. I watched it for the first time in 21 years. Wow. I hadn't seen it. I was really worried that it was going to be super dated. And it is dated in terms of content and the subject matter. It is very 2001, 2002. I was really worried about offensive language towards, other areas of the LGBTQ plus community that hadn't been sort of added on to that tag. I didn't catch anything that was super offensive. So amazing. I was like, oh, phew, thank God. It's definitely, it focuses on gay men. At the time, towards the end of it, they start using the term LGB, which was new.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
We just said gay and lesbian. And actually, if I recall, the Gays Film Festival at the time was the Dublin Gay and Lesbian Film Festival.
I think it was.
All these other elements to the queer spectrum had not really joined yet. I think it's okay.
Yeah.
I didn't catch anything that cringe.
Which is amazing. I'm just kind of curious. Okay, so for those who maybe haven't booked their tickets, our episode goes out on Thursday. There is still time to grab tickets. It's on this Saturday at 5:45 p.m. But what do you feel people could expect from this? Because I think you're potentially underselling it by saying it was a student project. However, it's a piece of history that is a very specific time within our own community in Dublin. So maybe if you have a little taster about what people could expect.
What can they expect? Kind of the good old days. I don't know. I mean, Dublin was so different then.
That's what I was going to ask you. Like, so when you came over from the States, what did you make of Dublin in 2001? What did you think of it as a city?
Well, that I actually, I saw it as more of a town.
Oh, wow.
I was kind of shocked.
Shade.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. I was really amazed at how accessible everybody was.
Yeah.
I mean, I was just a scrappy student kid with a camera and, you know, I just walked up to Veda and was like, hey, can I film you? And she was like, yeah, you know, and then Brendan Courtney bumped into him on the street and he just was like, sure, go for it. Start rolling, you know, and everyone was so kind and so willing to talk to me. And that's what really struck me about it is that it was a town. It felt very familial. Everybody knew each other. And everyone is just so warm and welcoming and eager to talk about anything.
Amazing. And can I ask you this? Is Annie Balls featured in the movie? Was she in it? Did you get any footage?
I'm sorry?
Did you get any footage of Annie Balls in the movie? She was a drag queen from the George.
I don't know.
Don't think she featured.
Oh, you'd remember.
Yeah.
You'd remember if you did.
I'm so sorry. That's and I okay. don't... I don't follow drag culture that much.
Yeah.
I've seen snippets of Drag Race. I don't. I'm so sorry. I don't know who you are.
That's okay.
I apologize.
It's all right.
don't worry at all.
I don't recognize that name. There might be because I got some of the other queens at the time that were around, but for the most part, it's just the big ones at the time. So Veda, Panty, and Shirley are big pieces of it.
Amazing. Yeah. And tell me this: when this screens on Saturday, is there any plans? Like, what's going to happen to the movie then? Because you said you just you're just going to donate it to the gays. Is that the plan?
Yeah, well, so that's actually a really interesting, I have to do more research because, so at the end of it, I don't know if, I don't actually, I haven't kept in touch with Veda. I don't know if she still does her space in Veda.
Oh, she's
space
still there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was, and this is a bit of an interesting story, and I'll try to keep it short again, but so at the end of it, I used David Bowie's Space Oddity, which at the time, I really struggled to get the rights to use it.
Wow.
AMI Records hung up on me several times. And there was a moment that I wasn't going to be able to use it.
Uh-huh.
Strangely enough, at the time, Veda said to me, she was like, you know, David Bowie has like a fan site. It's called like davidbowie.com. You can just email him. And I did. I sent like a fan mail saying, hey, I'm a kid. I need this song. Can I have it? And I can't confirm that he's the one that, you know, talked to them. But yeah. All I know is that a contract ended up on my door. Like,
wow,
that's amazing.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And it's very of the time, isn't it? So it's like so yes. Kind of simple. But like that's kind of that's an amazing story. I love
that.
Can yeah. And. And I lost the contract. I have no idea where it is. So, but if I recall, it was, I have the rights to show it at, the Gays International Film Festival only.
Okay.
So that's why it's not online. That's why I never did anything with it is because it's kind of like Gays exclusive content. So
okay.
That's uh-huh. why I'm donating it just because then they can have it and it's theirs.
Amazing.
Well, hopefully even if it might lead to something else after this, because I feel like a lot of people are going to want to see it who maybe won't be able to make it on Saturday. But quick question, because obviously you spent a little bit of time in Dublin and Dublin was a very specific vibe back then. What is your favorite memory of while you're in Dublin? Specifically, I suppose, from the gay scene.
Oh gosh, so many. The alternative Miss Ireland, is that even still a thing?
It actually finished, I think it was 2013, it finished up, but it was after like 20 years. So they had a good run, but I think they decided to hang up the heels just in time.
That was really, you'll catch the 2002 alternative Miss Ireland. And that was really amazing just because like, I think they gave me a press pass and they just let me run around behind the scenes and just film everything and everyone. And once again, everyone was so willing to talk and be on camera. And it was a great special time.
It was a great time.
Yeah.
Especially for kind of like, you know, I think the drag scene was just kind of getting started then, as I said, like, and I came along in 2003. So there was just like a new wave of people. So I'm so raging that we just kind of missed it, but it's so funny because another, another group of students did another movie, I'd say it was maybe 2004, called Filthy Gorgeous. And that was a kind of similar thing to like the new wave.
Yeah.
So it was, but that again is nowhere to be seen. I have a copy at home, but, but that's about it. But yeah, it was a great time.
Oh, that's amazing. Come here, Clark. We're excited to see it on Saturday. Hopefully we get to meet you. Well, Davina's actually working down the country, so she won't be around. Well, I'll come and find you. Thank you so much. We're super excited about this because obviously we've both worked in the George for the guts of 20 years. Mm-hmm. And just get a little glimpse of what the vibe was before we were there is really special. And to have it captured on film, even better. I'm going to encourage you all to go on to gaze.ie. That's G-A-Z-E.ie. Have a look at the full program. The weekend is packed full of
always some gems.
For sure. Yeah. Thank you, Clark.
Thank you, Clark. You're a star.
Thank you for having me. This is really fun. I'm really excited to be back for the first time in 21 years.
Amazing. Thank you.
It. Thank you.
And we're back, but it is our favourite time of the week, and it is, of course,
Rotter of the Week on Petty Little Things.
Well, we are back now with Rotters of the Week. I have loads of rotters. I've been obviously clocking up a few this week. People have, there's one major rotter that I can't really say. We know who's been rotting me the most this week.
Yes.
But I have these other ones. Have you got a few written down?
I've got a few written down, yeah. Okay, first up. I hate drag queens lip syncing with microphones. I hate it. I'm like, know you're not lip syncing.
I love that it hates you. I love that you hate it. I love it.
I don't see it. Like, I don't get it. And also, it's because then they're also doing the least on stage as well at the same time. Mm. So, like, the whole face is hidden behind the microphone. So, are you singing the words? Are you not singing the words? Are you emoting in any shape or form? And, you know, it's just an opportunity to stand there.
You know, a couple of times in the George over the years, if people say, can I use a microphone? And there was obviously not, like, no prop, whatever. So they'll just give you like a regular microphone, but then maybe like it might be on a mic stand and they'll turn the mic off.
Yeah.
But Karen sometimes would listen on the headphones because it would be
love
like,
that.
It would just go through her ears. So she'd hear the person singing.
She'd gasp. Like cats being fucking strangled. So more like, love that. So yeah, like I just don't get it. Like, why do you hold a mic? Why are you holding a mic? Is there, okay, give me an example of when a mic seems correct. Britney Spears, a headphone mic. I'm into that. Do you know what I mean?
I have to say, I love when Armani does a little bit of a microphone moment when she's doing a bit of a Whitney.
Okay.
I think that Whitney and a handkerchief.
Yeah. Okay. That's a good example. But again, she's fully a mountain. Yeah. She's hopping around the stage.
And
she's
hasn't covered her face. She's using it like Whitney would use it.
Yeah.
You know, like that. Like singing into it and then singing out. And she does a bit with Shirley Bassey sometimes as well.
Okay.
That's pretty good too.
Yeah. But she's not like.
But there's a skill to it.
There is a skill to it. Mm. Whereas the ones I've been seeing lately, I'm like.
And they always do this clap. Do you know what the clap? Clap, clap, clap. It's like the microphone's not actually on.
Yeah.
So you can't actually move it away from it. Okay. So my first one is people who are in eras.
Yeah.
I'm in this era.
Yes.
I'm having my flamboyant era.
Yeah.
I'm having my sexual freedom era.
Yeah.
I'm having my annoying era. Yeah, you're in it already, love. And you're really fucking annoying me. People who are in those. And I'm going to tie in people that are talking about Taylor Swift tickets. They're in their era of looking for
or
Taylor
Swift.
Yeah. Like, I'm in my can't find ticket era. Like, there's 297,000 people before me on Ticketmaster era.
Oh God, that was painful last week, wasn't it?
Painful. It's like, Jesus. And I was like, a fate worse than death is going to see Coldplay, to be honest.
Like, that's a great night to go out though. If you want to go for dinner or if you want to go to a bar, go when everyone's at Coldplay.
And if it rains, it'll just make things all the sweeter.
Lovely.
So yeah, like sending it out there into the gods. So yeah, so that's people in eras and people who are like mad for tickets.
Yeah.
Can't get tickets. Anyone that's selling tickets, where are the tickets? How could you own tickets? I actually said, I'm selling two Taylor Swift tickets. I mean, the tickets weren't even on sale yet. People were like, how much?
Oh my God, I love it. Okay, my second, I tweeted about it already, but it really fucking rotted me, so I want to talk about it more. There was a brunch happening in the last week and they were posting on this page looking for drag acts.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the brunch had been advertised.
Come here, can I ask, it's done, is it?
I presume it went ahead because it was supposed to be at the weekend.
And we didn't hear any more.
I didn't hear any more.
I'll find out today.
Okay, you find out today. Mm. So basically, like there was two sittings and the Thursday.
Hang on. Tell people, explain, say what happened.
So basically, say it. there was drag brunches on, and they were looking for...
They were being held in Opium.
Yeah, and they were looking for Spice Girl acts.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, these were external promoters coming in.
Yes.
As opposed to actually hiring, again, local talent, which would have been there.
Yeah.
What else happened?
Yeah. So they're looking for three queens with Spice Girl related costumes and 30 minutes of material. Now,
which is very specific.
So specific. I wouldn't have that.
No.
I don't have a Spice Girls costume. Now, could I get one together? Yeah. But in 2 days, what quality are you going to source 2 days before? Now, I don't know if they'd be looking for weeks.
I wonder, did Opium know about that even post? I'd say they were.
I doubt it.
I'd say the promoters were going to shit about that. And they were trying to like scurry and get something together before.
Yeah.
But like, I'm dying to know.
Well, let's be real. They probably just rented the space and were putting on the event. And like any venue is clearly thrilled to have something going on during the day.
The backlash of Irish people coming to those gigs, well, they'll go to the venue. They won't go to those people. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, nobody knows who's running those gigs. So the venue will get the slack, not the people.
Yeah. All of a sudden, everything there is not a good quality, basically. Yeah. So, yeah. So like 2 days before, I have friends in the UK who were like messaging me going, oh, would you be into this? And I'm like, no. And you know what? I bet you the money was dog shit too. Now, that's just me making an assumption. But like 2 days before, there's so many events in Dublin, both free and ticketed. If you want to go see drag, what I'm suggesting is go follow some drag queens, either ones that you like or ones that you're curious of. Unfollow them if you start to hate them. See what they're doing and actually go support those people, as opposed to what this felt was like someone's trying to make a quick buck off the name and the word drag.
Should people have been doing that now for ages? We've been talking about this for a long time.
Yeah. There's
more and more venues popping up with drag host, and we've talked about this so many drag times. Host. This is just the next level of it.
Drag queen karaoke.
It's only going to go to the next thing.
Yeah.
It really is. It's like, because it's ongoing.
Yeah. So that really bothered me. So that bared repeating. Go on.
Yeah.
What's yours?
My next one is straight girls who cannot wear wigs.
Ooh. To Alipa and Barbie. Go on.
Like, and it's always like,
this is so specific.
It's so specific.
So something
because
happened.
It's always, no offense, listen, like I've lost all my straight honeys out there. I love you all my hennies.
Straight honeys.
My straight hennies. But it's, what is the story with a straight girl not being able to put a fucking wig on your head? Always their hair sticking out under the back, under the sides. Like it's always, and the thing is like the hairline is crooked.
Yeah.
It's like, it's like, and they're putting these wigs on sober.
Yeah.
But it's like they're putting them on at like 8 o'clock in the morning after an all night sesh. It's like they're fucked. It's like
totally. Yeah.
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Oh, I know.
Don't be pretending.
No, I do.
You know exactly what I'm talking about. And yeah, it drives me nuts. It's like if you're gonna wear a wig, like please make sure it's on your fucking head.
Yeah, like especially in the era of YouTube and TikTok where there's loads of videos on
it's
how to wear a wig.
It's not that hard to put it on your fucking head.
No, I know, but like just in case anyone's confused, because like I see
how can you be confused about putting a wig on your head?
I see how people like, you know, if someone has ever wanted to try on my wig, which by the way, please don't ask anyone, can you try on their wig? It's like putting on someone's bra, in my opinion. Unless you're a queen who, let's do a fun wig switch.
Yeah,
that's different because you know how to hold a wig, but it's always like mashing the hair under, and I'm like, oh, put it in a pony, put it up
to always people that ask to, you know, like we're doing wigs up, whatever. I'm always like, because I know they always have a really wet wig.
Yes. Well, that's how I feel about it. Because my wigs would be, my head sweats.
Yeah, well, like everyone's head sweats, but like certain people will be sweatier than others, you know.
And some wigs, let's be real, wigs get warm.
Smelly.
They get wet and then they dry and they get wet. And depending if they've been hung up or put in a bag, they can be very smelly. Go on, answer it.
Yeah. Right. So, yeah.
That's the end of that.
So that's the end of that.
We all heard your phone call and we loved it.
Yeah.
Let's rock
we'll cut that out, Stephen. Actually, I have one more.
Okay, come on.
I have one more. People bragging about their sobriety.
Oh. I know who this is.
I bet you don't.
Do you really? Yeah.
I bet you don't.
Okay, go on.
I bet you don't, because this is a very broad.
Okay.
This is somebody I thought like very, very vague. Like it's actually not someone even I know. I just saw someone online and I was like, God, that really annoys me.
Yeah.
And I'm all for someone doing what's best for them.
Yeah.
You know, like but there was this, you know, when you're sober today, and I'm like, good for you. But then it's like, it becomes their whole identity.
Yeah, it does actually.
And
yeah.
And I am all for someone doing what's right for them.
Mm.
I like, clap, clap, clap. Well done. Good for you. However, I just think, geez, they must have loads of issues. That's the first thing I think. That's the first thing I think. I think if you have to make such a big deal about that and that becomes your identity, it's like, I just think, geez, you couldn't hack it. You grabbed your jacket. Do you know what I mean? Because like certain people just can't hack it, and that's totally fine.
Yeah.
But don't be hating on everyone else, especially, you know, the hennies that like to hang out in the bar and have a drink. You know, I only drink when I work.
Yeah.
But like, that's also not my identity. Do you know what I mean? I can have a bit of A and B.
Yeah, totally.
But yeah, it just annoys me.
Your identity is drinking on the job.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I'm a functioning drinker.
Come here. Well, let's wrap up on this. Firstly, if you haven't left our podcast or a review, please go on and leave us 5 stars only. And if you're around this weekend, Davina's at All Together Now with Ms. and James Patrice. Mm-hmm. Head towards Bank of Ireland. Go.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
See them.
The kind of a quarter.
They're working her hard. She's doing three shows a bloody day.
Yeah.
So she would definitely love to see some nice, friendly faces out there.
Oh, definitely. I think you could. And actually, if anyone is going to the All Together Now, apparently, get yourself the All Together Now app. It's brilliant. It's
okay,
it's
fab.
One of the most fastest downloads.
Top tip.
Yeah. It is fab. And it tells you, like, you won't miss anything. You can book in for stuff. And it's perfect.
That's clever. I'm actually very jealous. I'll be in the George on Friday with Jimbo from RuPaul's Drag Race. All Stars 8. She's just won. So excited to see what she's got planned. It might be sold out by Friday. Check the website, or else just try your luck in the door.
And yes, so thanks for tuning in, and we will be back in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, until next time.
Stay petty.